आप SBS उर्दू के साथ हैं। I have federal MP, manager of opposition business, MP Tony Burke.
Great to be on the program.
All tourists and foreign students who are unable to support themselves financially during the coronavirus pandemic have been told by Scott Morrison to go back home. Does the Labour Party support Prime Minister stand on this issue?
Certainly there are some people who are in a position to go home and where there is support for them during this time. There are also many people who are not in a position to be able to go home, either because of what's happened with flights, including the cost of flights shifting. There can be a range of circumstances. Labor wants to make sure that we don't end up in a situation where we have people who have no choice but to stay in Australia, and by staying in Australia, they have no means of supporting themselves. That's bad for them. It's also bad for that. Bad for the health system in Australia. If someone has symptoms, we want them to be able to be tested. We want it to be able to be determined whether or not they have coronavirus. And we want them to be in a position where they can afford to self-isolate. And these sorts of challenges need to be resolved. The government has recognised this with respect to people who have come from New Zealand. But they haven't recognised it with respect to their partners, and they haven't recognised it with respect to people who are on temporary work visas. The simple principle is to make sure that workers aren't left behind, and at the moment there are workers who will be left behind, and we're asking the government to fix that.
I saw that you are educating specifically arts and entertainment industry, casual workers, but not other casuals such as in retail sectors or people who are working into the cleaning industry. Majority of them are working onto the casual as well. So what is the overall policy of Labour on that?
I have been advocating for all casuals and continue to advocate for all casuals. I also speak for the Labour Party as well as on industrial relations. I also am our spokesperson for the arts. So there have been some statements that I've been making specifically reaching out to the people who work in the arts and entertainment sectors. That's simply my job. But Labor's position has been to be wanting to extend this for regular casuals. We've been arguing that the 12-month rule at the moment, where unless you've been a casual at the one workplace for 12 months, you completely fall off the JobKeeper program. We've been saying that's unfair, and we've been saying that's unfair across the board. We've been giving examples of people who are in the retail sector, who are in the hospitality sector, who are in construction, who are teachers, and yes, it also affects people in the arts and entertainment sector. One of the reasons that the arts and entertainment sector has received more publicity than some is simply they were the first industry to be shut down. And they will probably be one of the last industries to be revived on the other side. That doesn't change the fact that Labor is advocating for casuals generally to not be left behind here. And the sorts of problems that we have with the 12-month rule at the moment mean that many people who had a reasonable expectation that they would be working and now can't work have been left off the system completely.
There are some mixed messages going on, like till last week, schools are open, shopping centers are officially open, all businesses except few are officially opened, while people are asked to stay at home. What is Labour looking onto that one? Is there any ambiguity or a little bit more clarity required onto that one so people will not get confused? That's why the shopping malls are open, but people are asked to stay at home.
Yeah, Chris Bowen's been very critical of the lack of clarity. And this is where it's in everyone's interest that clear messages are given and clear guidance is given. So I don't want to add to the confusion with suggesting a different set of rules or anything like that, but simply to say now more than ever, people who are living in Australia are looking to the government to receive clear messages and clear guidance about what to do and what not to do. Every time the messages are not clear, it's not simply, you know, a political argument. it's a problem for national health.
A very personal insight about your own hobbies of playing guitar and piano and poetry. Do you advise some extracurricular home-based activities to the people who are forced to live in their homes?
Oh, look, I love my music. Absolutely love my music. And I don't know how anyone gets through a period of time like this without music. The one challenge that I have now, though, is I rarely get the house to myself. We're all there in one room. It's a classroom somewhere else. It's an office for my wife, Sky. While I'm still playing music, I'm probably playing it much more softly than I...
Probably we will see you onto the Facebook Live in case if your audiences are not available and surrounding.
There's always a chance.
Okay, thank you very much, Tony. Nice to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.
Okay,
thank
have
you.
A nice weekend. Thanks,
okay,
bye.
Bye.
लाइक कीजिए, शेयर कीजिए, तबसरा कीजिए, फेसबुक पर SBS उर्दू फॉलो कीजिए।